Good morning. Welcome to you all for our morning worship. If you're a visitor for the first time, we're delighted to see you. This morning, it's lovely to see our centre manager, Catherine, here with us. Ah, oh, let's spot the Catherine. Hey! She's at the back. Don't worry, Catherine, we embarrass as many people as possible. There will be a service here this evening at 6:30 and all are welcome. For our pastoral news, last week I mentioned that the new Anne Phillips was in hospital, and I can now say that she's out of hospital. Keith Fisher has died. He was our minister in 1966 to 1983. His funeral will be on the 19th of October at Weymouth Crematorium at 12:15. Church members are invited, and I have Keith's wife Barbara's contact if you'd like to contact her for more details. Keith was 91. And his son Mark was with him on the day he died. And Keith and Barbara had become great grandparents just a few days before he died. Please pray for John and the family at this time. Elizabeth Cole, a member of our church, her daughter had twin girls, Mia and Carol, who were born on Tuesday. Leslie has been up to Scotland this week, and she will be explaining a bit more in a moment. Our link to the Hope Shoebox appeal. If you're still thinking of filling a shoebox this year, there are just 2 weeks left to collect a box from the Mayo Hall and fill it with small gifts for people living in terrible conditions in Eastern Europe. Church members and friends were very generous last year and hope to send even more this year. Jean and Peter, who were there, will be happy to answer any more questions. After wrapping your box in Christmas paper, please return it to the church in time for the morning service on Sunday the 23rd of October, when they will be displayed in the church before being sent to Europe. Our harvest gifts are ready for collection, and so those of you who know who you are, can you take them as soon as you can? There's a spare one for anyone who can think of someone else who might benefit from it. And we give our thanks in the preparation for it to Anne Phillips and Nigel Tunley. Our offering this morning will go to Commitment for Life, so if you're a taxpayer, please use the envelope provided. Jenny Milner, oh, wait a minute, I've got to do my visual aid. Is making Christmas cards for sale, and the proceeds will go to the Acorn Fund. And the quality of them are all like this, they're amazing. And they are on display in the Mayo Hall. So, and she's ready for orders. And finally,
So we want to say thank you to those who've done the arrangements. Hurrah! Woo! Right, my friends, we have a request. Those of you who live in the borough, we're talking to you. The Adults and Children's Committee on the 29th of September changed a major piece of social policy in the borough. That those who have to make a contribution towards their care, the means test was changed from 75%, which is what it is now, to 100%. And this petition is that the council would look at it again, please. And just before you start thinking I'm getting terribly party political, it was in the Tories' manifesto that they would not change it. So, if you are up for it, could you please sign it, details, and this is to ask them to reconsider it. Yes? Okay, so if I put it here, will you remember that it's here? And would you just nudge your neighbour and say, remind me at the end of the service to sign that? Yes? Thank you. Thank you. The other thing to tell you is that, as some of you know, I have two parents, thank you, Jesus, and my father, who is 93 in November, is an old man, he has dementia, he does very well thanks to my mother, who's an old woman, fortunately. that's how the scandal starts. No, they managed fine. But my father had a stroke in the week. And where he is, his thinking function, he's physically not bad, but his thinking function is back where it was, but he's an old man with dementia. What can I tell you? So, I was up in Scotland, now I'm back, and I will be off next week, but I know how things start. I was always going to be off next Sunday. I'm going to a wedding. So it's nothing to do with him. Yeah, okay. Right. And also, please, if you could pray for us all, that would be great. Now, you notice these flowers are red. They're not just red. Ladies and gentlemen, they're not red, boys and girls. These are ruby. Do, 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 do. These ruby flowers. And it's not Richard and Denise's wedding. Can you imagine? Denise, look at her. Can you imagine? She's been married for 40 years. You're all looking at me thinking, no, no, Leslie, you've got it wrong. No. She was a child bride. We were. And let's be honest, Richard was a child husband as well. Yeah, okay. Right, anyway, so the reason we're giving them today, though their wedding anniversary is on the 16th, now really get ready to awe, is because on the 16th, they're going to go to the church where they got married. Thank you very much. But these are just from us to say, congratulations, isn't it great? Hurrah. God of yesterday, today, tomorrow, God of seed time and harvest, God of gifts and talents, God of time and blessing, we worship you. We join to sing, come ye thankful people, come. part of what we are here for as we gather to worship is just to stop. To stop, to reflect. And we have a harvest so that we can stop and reflect and be thankful for the gifts of the earth. So let's take some time to be thankful for creation.
Name, nursing infants gurgle choruses about you, toddlers shout for songs but drown out enemy talk and silence atheist babble. I look up at your micro skies, dark and enormous. Your handmaid's sky jewelry, moon and stars mounted in your spare settings. Then I look at my micro self and wonder, why do you bother with us? Why take a second look our way? Yet we've so narrowly missed being gods, bright with the Eden's dawn light. You put us in charge of your handcrafted world, repeated to us your Genesis charge, made us lords of sheep and cattle, even animals out in the wild, birds flying and fish swimming, whales singing in the ocean deep. God, brilliant Lord, your name echoes around the world.
And sometimes the issue is, who do we think we are?
To question my wisdom with your ignorant, empty words. Stand up now like a man and answer the question I ask. Were you there when I made the world? If you know so much, tell me about it. Who decided how large it would be? Who stretched the measuring line over it? Do you know all the answers? What holds up the pillars that support the earth? Who laid the cornerstone of the world? In the dawn of that day, the stars sang together and the heavenly beings shouted for joy. Who closed the gates to hold back the sea when it burst from the womb of the earth? It was I who covered the sea with clouds and wrapped it in darkness. I marked a boundary for the sea and kept it behind bolted gates. I told it, so far and no further. Here, your powerful waves must stop.
So let us pray. We pause to thank you, for you are the maker of heaven and earth, and your glory is all around us, in all things, bright, beautiful. Your hand is in the wonders of nature. Your purpose is in the very matter of creation. Lord our God, creation teems with life. Springtime showers profusion of new life, and summer yields abundant fruit. You are maker of heaven and earth, giver of life, and we gather to give you praise. We praise you for the cow in the field and the cat on the window ledge, the worm on the pavement, for the breath in our lungs and the blood in our veins. Enliven our joy. May we hold on to being astounded at the complexity of nature, the intricacy of it as it has evolved. We praise you with all that we are. Above all, we praise you for Jesus, who came to us, who brought us home. Thank you. Amen. So we who are living in God's creation and normally are proactive people, doing, important people, yet small people on this tiny planet, who do we think we are?
Then Job answered the Lord, I know, Lord, that you are all powerful, that you can do everything you want. You ask how I dare question your wisdom when I am so very ignorant. I talked about things I did not understand, about marvels too great for me to know. You told me to listen while you spoke and try to answer your questions. In the past, I knew only what others had told me, but now I have seen you with my own eyes. So I am ashamed of all I have said and repent in dust and ashes.
Let us pray. We thank you, God, that through the development of science, we understand more than our predecessors did. And we thank you for those who are rigorous in their investigation and in their questioning. But we thank you also that there is mystery, that there is the unknown, that there is love and joy and peace and hope. And we thank you for your love for each one of us in our smallness. Thank you. Lord, we pray. Amen. We say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We're going to sing Stand Up, Clap Hands, Shout Thank You, Lord. And look, we have drums. We have drums. Come and get a drum. Come on. I know you want to. Please, I know you're not. You didn't come in this morning and you were nailed to your seat. Come and get a drum. Come and get a drum. Thank you, Carol. Thank you. Come and get a drum. Thank you. And once the drums are run out, I want nobody crying. I want no fighting. No snatching drums off other people. Barry Brain. Two drums left. Who wants a drum? Denise wants a drum. Excellent. Oh, there's another one. Good. Thank you very much. Right. Just a minute. Instructions. We have instructions from Nigel. We have instructions from Nigel. Severe brain.
Right, Nigel. Right. This hymn we're going to do is a very lively one. It's got a very catchy rhythm and plenty of bounce to it. So, apart from those of you who have got drums, feel free to clap along with the choir. So. Shall we do it once more?
Yes!
Just chorus. Chorus first, chorus.
Drumming. You might get moved to drum later. Now, we're not daft. We know that for all we are celebrating the abundance of the harvest, we know that there's so much to be thankful for, we know all that. We're also aware that there's a whole other story to be said in other parts of the world. So, when we collect our offering, we give to a cause called Commitment for Life. And the first thing I want to check with you all, who administers the money that goes to Commitment for Life? Right? But specifically, it goes to one aid agency that administer it. It goes to Christian Aid. 3, 2, 1. Shout out Christian Aid. 3, 2, 1.
Christian Aid.
Thank you very much. And the reason I bring that to your attention is there's a danger sometimes with wee charities that they take up a lot of the money for their own admin. But Commitment for Life is administered by
Christian Aid.
So that's good news. And they formed partnerships with 4 bits of the world. How many of you got a leaflet when you came in this morning? Some of you did. Right, so those of you who've got a leaflet can tell all the rest of us what these 4 bits of the world are. I'm looking for one from you gang. Come on, just give me one. Just give me one. Sean, give me one. One, sit, die. Bangladesh is one. Bangladesh is one. Let me read you something about Bangladesh. Alongside corruption, poor governance, and an overdependency on natural resources, tackling poverty in Bangladesh has become increasingly difficult due to the impact of climate change. Whether preparing communities for climate-related emergencies, supporting farmers to improve their harvest and income, or ensuring women participate fully in vital decisions that shape their lives, Christian Aid partners are committed to ensuring poor and marginalized people enjoy thriving and dignified lives. So that's Bangladesh's one. Central America. Christian Aid works in 4 countries of Central America: Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, and Nicaragua. They reach poor and marginalized families, prioritizing women, young people, and ethnic groups historically excluded from society. They help small farmers access markets, produce high-quality products and obtain a better price for them. They work to build resilience of communities in areas along the Pacific coast which are particularly prone to disasters and environmental hazards such as floods and landslides. That's two, Bangladesh, Central America and Zimbabwe. Political instability lies at the heart of Zimbabwe's problems. The majority of Zimbabweans are emerging from the socio-economic crisis, and every year millions of people rely on food aid in Zimbabwe. Drought and erratic rainfall patterns, a ruined infrastructure, and an economy in collapse means many people can't grow enough food to survive. Church partners here focus on a range of issues from food security and nutrition to HIV, health, and gender equality. And finally, Israel-Palestine. And they work there with Jews, Palestinians, they work with secular people as well. Failure to secure a lasting solution to the conflicts between Israel and Palestinians is causing poverty to deepen, allowing violence and despair to persist. Christian Aid is working with the poorest people in the region. Since nearly 1950, they have provided help for Palestinian refugees. Today, they are working with more than 20 Israeli and Palestinian organizations to protect human rights, access to services and resources, to build peace and a justice for all. So all of that is the background for why we give an offering. You heard about the envelopes. You remembered if you're a taxpayer, you should have been filling the da-da-da-da-da. So our offering will now be received. Let us pray. Loving God, we ask that you would bless those who will receive these gifts of money. We pray for your blessing on the infrastructure of these countries. We pray for those who are involved in the politics, that they would be a voice for justice. We pray for those who are involved in crisis times of distributing aid. Those whose task is to empower others. And we offer our generosity and we ask that you would challenge us. And we offer our talents and gifts and we ask that you would inspire us to use them well. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. We join together to sing, Give Thanks with a Grateful Heart. Seat. Now, let's check them on. Yes, some of you might be thinking to yourself, well, all this is all fine and dandy, giving this stuff to people all around the world. Aren't there people at home in the UK who also need help? And the answer, brothers and sisters, is yes. So we also are going to collect produce, which we are going to give to the food bank. Yes, I know there shouldn't be such a thing, what there is. And if you were to come into this building on a Tuesday and a Friday, you would see a gathering of people who need to come to be among us to receive bags of food. We work with the Surbiton Community Church on this. Fabulous. So we're going to invite you to bring forward, if you've got tins and packets, bring them forward. Just put them on there. The work of those who were drumming last. That was what you sounded like if you were here drumming. Oh, sounded all right, didn't it? Oh, yes, it's good. So I thought for our prayers of intercession, we would take from the splendour that is in front of us. We're going to pray. Let's pray. So let's begin by praying for food banks. Loving God, it is shocking that in Britain in 2016 we need such things. But we thank you for those people who are working hard to ensure that those who are hungry have food. And we pray that those who come into this building to receive the gifts of food would be welcome, treated with respect, that their needs will be met in this short-term way. And we pray that you would challenge us as a country to make better use of the wealth that is ours. Lord, we pray. Amen. So we've got some, what's this? What is this? Wheat? What's this? Wheat. And then we've got, where did this lovely loaf come from? Who makes it? Pardon? A baker in Claygate makes this lovely loaf. So let's pray. We thank you, God, for those who grow our crops. And then we thank you for those people who harvest them and who bake. And we thank you for those people who sell us food in our shops. We thank you for those that transport things from one place to another. And we pray, our God, that you would bless all those small businesses. We pray for all those people who have to get up very, very early in the morning to do a job that the rest of us rely on. And we thank you for those that have harvested all the crops that are in front of us. The onions and the pumpkins, the cabbages, the bananas, the apples, the carrots. Thank you. And we pray that people would get a fair price for their products. So we pray for the Fair Trade Foundation. And we pray that you would help us to ask the rigorous and the difficult questions. So that people would get fair returns for their labour. And we pray for those who do not have enough food. And for those who are working with them. And for those who have to go on at the time of crisis. So at this time we pray for the people of Haiti. And for all those who all over the world battle with the elements. And we thank you for the gift of water. For clean water in our taps. And we pray for those who battle with the water, for the water is rising. The land is shrinking. And we ask, O God, that you would help us to be challenged in the way that we live life. We pray for those people and situations that we feel called to pray for. And we offer all our prayers, those spoken and those offered in the silence, we offer them all in the generous name of Jesus. Amen. We're going to sing another hymn, which you might not know the words, but many of you will know the tune. And then, after we've said a benediction, we're going to have lunch together. You're most welcome to come for lunch, whether you didn't bring any food or not. Please, if you'd like to, you're welcome to stay for lunch. Did you hear me invite you? Excellent. Thank you very much. So let's join to sing. yesterday, today, and tomorrow, God of seed time and harvest, Creator, Son, and Spirit, bless us and strengthen us to live and blossom and bear good fruit to God's praise and glory. And all God's people said, Amen.